到根塔之音，无言聆听各位知性的奉献者。今天是2018年的11月3日星期六，我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨提亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们大家早晨好。
We are broadcasting from Pacifica, California.
我现在就在这个太平洋这边的加利福尼亚给大家问早安。
And Monday I will fly to Japan, so our next class will be from Japan.
然后下星期一的话呢，我就要飞到日本了。所以说下一次我们上课，然后我就会在日本给大家上课了。
And then in about another 3 weeks, I'll be in China.
然后再过三个星期的样子，我就会到中国啦。
So I'm very excited too.
所以我特别特别的兴奋呢。
Okay, so I'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava, and then we'll have our Srimad Bhagavatam class.
好，然后现在我就来唱一下 Jaya Radha Madhava, 然后我们就开始上瓦坛的课。
Or, I wonder if I should chant the Dhamma Dharasthikam. That's what we do for the Skype class in Japan during the month of Dhammadhar.
然后我就在想要不要去唱那个达摩达尔的那个祈祷的那个歌曲，因为在日本那边上瓦坛课的时候，在达摩达尔月就会唱这首歌。
So, do I have your permission?
我有没有大家的允许呢？
We don't have time to read the translation, but maybe if you have a copy as I sing, you can just read the translation as I sing.
所以说我们倒不会在上课在唱的时候的话呢来一起把那个翻译的那个内容也说出来。不过的话如果大家有那个歌本然后就可以跟着我一起的那个来读下面的那个内容或者跟着一起唱都行。
First I have to find it. This is written by, let's see, Dhammadhar Astakam 124. Almost ready.
马上就好。
Okay, this is written, this is from the Padma Purana, actually.
这是来自于莲花往事书。
In the month of Kartik, one should worship Lord Dhammadhar and daily recite the prayer on Dhammadhar Ashtaka.
然后在这个卡尔奇卡月我们就应该去崇拜主达摩达尔然后并且在每天的时候去念诵这个达摩达尔阿斯塔康这个祷文。
And this Ashtakam means 8 verses.
而 Ashtakam 这个梵文词的意思是指八个诗节的意思。
So they are the 8 verses that glorify Lord Dhammadhar.
有八个诗节然后再荣耀主达摩达尔。
And this prayer is originally spoken by the great sage Satyavrata.
Satyavrata. 而这个祷文的话呢，最原初的时候是由一位圣人叫 Satyadaka， 然后他所就是吟唱的。
Yeah, two words, Satya.
Satya.
Vrata.
Vrata.然后这个圣人的名字叫 Satyavrata， 就是这两个词。
So here we go.
现在开始啦。
Namam Iswaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasakundalam Gokule BrajamanamYasoda biyo luka lavjavyamanam Param rishtamanyata todritya gopya Vijantam Ohurnitram Yumam Vijantam Karam Bhajayumena Satankanikam Uswasakam Patrire Kantakanta Ita Gravodamo Daram Bhakti Bhadam Iti Dvikswalila Virananda Kunde Swadoshani Majantam Akyapayantam Variyeshti Targeshu Bhaktir Jitatvam Puna Puna Tastum Sata Vipi Vande Varam Deva Moksham Namoksham Mahim Va Vacham Vineyam Varisharapiva Dhiram Teva Purnata Gopala Balam Sadame Manaya Virastam Kimanya Dhiram Te Makam Bojam Ananta Nila Vitam Kunto Laisnidda Vaktaischa Gopya Muhus Chimbitam Bimba Rakta Darame Manaya Virashtamala Lakshalabhai Namo Devo Damo Dharananta Vishnu Prasida Prabodhuka Jaladmimana Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Dina Bhatanu Vihanesha Mama Janeki Asti Drishya Uberatma Jo Baudam Utai Vyadvat Vyamuchito Bhakti Bhajo Kvito Cha Tvata Prima Bhaktim Swakame Prayacha Namokshe Graho Mesti Damodareha Namaste Studhane Spuradhiti Dhane Pariyagayayata Vishwasadhane Namo Radhikayatva Diyaprayaya Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Pujam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Radhe Lord Damodar Ki Jai. Okay, so today we're on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, and we are on Text 62.
那么今天我们要讲的这个瓦坛的诗节是第六篇第一章的第62诗节。
And this is the history of the life of Ajami.
这是关于阿加米勒生平的这样一个章节。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Stambayam Atmananam Yavat Satvam Yatashrutam Nasa Saka Samadutam Mano Mandana Vepitam Stambayan
努力控制
Trying to control
努力控制。
Atmana
以智性。
Atmanam
心意。
Yavat satam satvam
他尽可能的。
Yata shrutam
通过记忆训示遵守 Brahmacharya 甚至不看女人。
Na
不
Sasaka
能
Samadatum
约束
Mana
心意
Banana vipitam
被丘比特或色欲所困扰。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As far as possible, he patiently tried to remember the instruction of the Shastras not even to see a woman.With the help of this knowledge and his intellect, he tried to control his lusty desires, but because of the force of Cupid within his heart, he failed to control his mind.
细文，他尽可能耐心地努力回忆经典 Sastra 的有关，甚至不要看女人的训谕。在这种知识和智性的帮助下，他努力控制自己的色欲，但由于他内心丘比特的力量他无法控制自己的心意。 I continue with the purport?
Yes, please.
Okay. 要指除非一个人能非常坚定地处在知识、耐心、恰当的躯体、心意和智性活动中，否则控制色欲是极端困难的。就如上所述，即使一个完全有资格的 Brahmana 目睹一个男人拥抱一个年轻女人，目睹实际从事性活动所需要的一切之后，也控制不了色欲，也控制不了自己追逐色欲，因为物质主义生活的力量，保持自我控制非常困难，除非通过奉献服务，特别的处在至尊人格守神的保护之下。And the purport.
Thank you. Om Aganata Mirandasha.Inanjana Salakaya Chaksumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastatya Deshatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudevi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Anchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Atitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Well, the Yamadutas are speaking to the Vishnu Dutas.
所以说 Yamaduta 就一直在跟 Vishnu Duta 说话。
And they're describing the life of Ajamil and how he fell from his position as a qualified Brahmin to that of a lusty man engaged in sinful activities.
而亚玛杜塔就一直在描述着阿加米勒的一生，他是怎样从一个合格的婆罗门的位置之上堕落下来，成为了一个从事各种罪恶活动的充满色欲的男人。
And they're describing how one day he went out to gather firewood for the fire sacrifice that Brahmins perform every day.
然后就有一天，就是他外出去为了准备从事这个婆罗门的火祭的话呢，去收集一些这些一些材料。
He also gathered some kusa grass to make a mat for the sitting place for the sacrifice.
然后他需要去准备一些库萨草，然后好做成那个一个坐垫，然后就是在祭祀的时候去做的这样一个坐垫。
So he had to leave the protection of his house and go out into public.
所以说他不得不离开家的家园的这样一个保护的一个地方，然后走到外面的世界当中去。
And there he saw a low class man and woman embracing and practically having sex in public.
而在外面的话，他就看到了一个很低层次的这样一个低级的一个男人和女性，然后他们在拥抱，基本上就是在公众场合从事这个性活动一样的。
So this left a strong impression in his mind.
而这个就给他的心意留下了一个非常这个巨大的然后剧烈的影响。
And awakened his desire for sex.
也就唤醒了他就是对于色欲的这个欲望。
Yeah, it was there within him, but it was sleeping.
而这个色欲的欲望实际上一直都是在他的内心当中的，只不过就一直是处于这种沉睡的状态。
But when he saw this intoxicated couple embracing, this triggered, a desire that was already there.
于是当他就是看到这一对喝醉酒的夫妇，然后在拥抱彼此的时候，而这一幕场景就触发了他内心当中的这个欲望。
And in today's verse is described how Ajamil, he did his best to restrain himself, even though this desire was coming up within his mind and body, he did his best to restrain himself.
而今天的这个诗节的话就描述了阿加米勒，虽然说尽管他的躯体和心灵当中就是涌现了这个色欲的这个念头然后欲望，但是他依然就是尽最大的努力来去控制他的这些欲望。
So lust, we talked about it last week, it's there within, Krishna says it's there within the intelligence, within the mind, and within the body.
而在上一个星期我们就已经谈到了色欲的话呢，就是Krishna 曾经就说过色欲是处于一个人的智性心意和躯体当中的。
And, it's easily triggered.
并且他们是很容易就是被触发的。
And so, Ajamil, he tried to restrain himself.
所以阿加米勒他就努力想要去控制他自己。
And it's mentioned here, that one way that he tried to restrain himself,was to remember the instructions of the Shastras.
而在这个诗节当中就提到了他其中用的一个方法，就是来去控制自己的这个方法的话呢，就是回忆经典当中的训谕。
He was trained as a Brahmin. He was trained as a Brahmachari.
然后他曾经就是接受过这个 Brahmachari 的这种训练，就是成为一个婆罗门的这样一个训练。
And so the Shastras, they tell the Brahmachari, you should never look at a woman.
七点三嘛，就是对 Brahmachari 遵守身的这个训谕的话呢，就是永远都不能够，就是在他是遵守身的时候是不能够去看女人的。
And you should never think about women.
并且你也不能够去想着关于女人的事情。
And you shouldn't speak to women.
不能够去跟女性说话。
And of course, you should never think about having sex with a woman.
因此当然也就不能够去想着要跟女人做爱的这个就是这些念头了。
So he tried to remember this instruction.
因此他就努力的去回忆这个 Shastra 经典当中的这些训谕。
But in spite of this, he couldn't control that lusty desire that was arising within him.
但是尽管如此的话呢，他都没有办法去控制得了，就是内心当中涌出的这个色欲。
It doesn't say it in the verse, but we can understand that he kept thinking, he kept remembering the scene he had just witnessed.
当然就是在这个这一节的这个诗节当中的话呢，并没有明确的说出来。不过我们肯定都可以想到。就是阿加米勒他一直就是在回忆着当时他看到的那一幕的场景。
So the thoughts kept coming.
因此这些念头的话呢不断地出现。
And the more he remembered this Sudra couple embracing and the more he focused on that form of the woman,
于是他越多地去想到就是那一对夫妇那一对夫妻拥抱的这个场景那他就越多地去关注到去想着这个女人的形体。
The more he craved, to have sex.
然后于是就使得他越发的想要去跟女性从事性活动了。
And so the craving was there in the intellect, in the mind, and in the body.
而这种渴求的这种欲念的话呢就处在他的智性当中处在他的心意当中也处在他的躯体当中。
He was overwhelmed by this craving for sex.
然后他整个人都被这一种被这一股想要去从事性活动的这种渴求的话呢给弄得手足无措了。
Krishna says, by contemplating the object of the senses, one desires, a craving develops.
所以 Krishna 就说过如果一个人总是去思考着沉思着他的这个感官享乐的对象的话那么他对这个感官东西的这个欲求欲念就会发展就会被培养出来
And he says if you keep contemplating some sense object
他说如果你持续的去思考着沉思着某个这个感官享乐的物体的话
He compares it to a strong wind that just pushes a boat around on the water that doesn't have an anchor.
那么这就他就把它比作为像是一阵巨大的风，然后把水面上的这艘船给吹得到处飘摇的那种状态。而这艘船它是没有这个锚，就是能够抛在那个水里，然后把这个船固定住的。
And so, Ajamil's intelligence, mind, and body were all consumed with this craving.
因此，阿加米勒的智性、心意和躯体就整个的被这一个欲念拿来给包裹住了。
We talk about the mind and the body and the intelligence as separate things, but actually they are connected as one.
虽然说我们在这里说到的就是智性、心意和躯体，他们是分开的三个东西，但是实际上的话呢，这三者他们是连在一起，是一个整体。
I often use the example of the computer.
我经常会用一个比喻，就是把它们比作是一台电脑。
We talk about the power source, the hardware and the software, but they all function as one.
然后我也谈到过就是电脑嘛都有这个电源有硬件有软件但是实际上的话呢我们用电脑的时候它都是这所有的构成的这个组件的话它是一起运行一起被运用的。
So, Ajamil, he saw this pseudo couple embracing, he saw the form of a woman and a man about to have sex.
所以说阿加米勒他就看到这一对苏扎的夫妇在拥抱看到了这个女人的形体也看到了这个男人即将要和这个女人进行性活动。
He saw it with his eyes.
他用他的眼睛看到了这一切。
And whatever information comes in one of the senses, the mind makes an impression of that.
所以说任何时候当信息通过这个感官的话呢进入到心意当中那么心意就会对这个信息留下这样一种印象。
That's why the mind is considered the sixth sense.
因此心意就被认作是第六种感官。
So we're speaking about it in a very mechanical way, but it is mechanical.
我们倒是在用一个非常机械性的语言来谈论这些东西不过确实的话呢他们就是一个很机械性的一个过程
We have to understand how it works in order to not you know, be completely overwhelmed by this Maya energy
所以说我们必须要知道它整个这个过程是如何 运行运作的，那么这样的话呢，我们才不会完全的被这个玛雅的能量拿来给就是弄得完全手足无措的状态了。
Now, these impressions, they're collected within the subtle body of the living being.
嗯，然后所有的这些印象的话呢，它都被收集起来，储存在这个我们的精微躯体当中。
And they accumulate a life after life.
而这些印象就是是我们在一世复一世的这个生命的状态当中不断积累出来的。
So, when we have sex, the mind and the body experience that, but then there's a memory created of that experience.
那么当就是人们在进行性活动的时候，那么心意和躯体就会对此留下这样一个印象。那么同样的这个记忆的话呢，就是关于这个性活动的记忆也就会被保存下来。
All our bodily experiences.
可以说是我们所有的这个躯体活动都被记忆下来了。
Yeah, when we eat something yummy, there's a yummy memory.
当我们吃到很好吃的东西的时候，是不是就会对这个好吃的这个东西留下这样一个印象，这样一个记忆呢？
Similarly, when we eat something that tastes horrible, there's a memory of that.
同样的，当我们吃到非常难吃的东西时候，这个时候你的记忆，关于这个难吃的东西的记忆也就留存了下来。
Then if we see the thing that we enjoyed previously, that will trigger our desire to taste it again.
所以说同样的，当我们看到一个物体，这个东西是我们之前曾享受过的，带来了极大愉悦的这样一个东西的话，那么自然这个印象它就会刺激到我们内心的这个欲望，使得我们更要再想去享受一次。
Or if there was some food you ate that made you sick, the next time you feel it, you may feel nauseous.
所以说同样的，就是当你曾经吃过某个东西是让你恶心呕吐过的东西的话，那么下一次当你再看到这个东西的时候，你就会再次产生这种想呕吐的感觉了。
So whatever sensual experience we have, an impression is made in the mind.
所以说任何一次感官的这个活动的话呢，我们只要从事过，那么就会有关于它的印象和记忆存留在精微躯体里面。
And within that impression also is contained the feeling or the sensation that we experience.
而在这个印象当中，它也包含有就是在我们曾经从事过这个活动的时候所产生的情绪感受以及躯体的这个反应。
But when I'm speaking to others, I often use this example.
所以当我跟别人谈到这个事情的时候，我往往会用这样一个例子。
To demonstrate the mind-body connection.
去向他们展示出来就是心意和躯体之间他们是有连接的。
So right now, we'll do a little experiment.
那么现在我们一起来做一个小实验吧。
I want you all to think of a lemon.
那么现在我要大家都想着，脑海里面想着这样一个柠檬的这个画面。
And now I think you can all see a lemon in your mind's eye. You can see the picture of it. It's very yellow.
现在你可以用你的心意的眼睛来去看到这个柠檬，然后这个柠檬是不是很黄很黄的那个样子。
Can you see it?
你能看到它吗？
It's not here now, right? So it's just in your mind. It's the impression.
当然就是并不是我们现在能看到一个柠檬哈，而是就是我们曾经对柠檬有这样一个印象，那么就能够在心意当中看到它。
So I'm sure you can see it.
我相信大家肯定能看到的。
And I bet that you can also smell it.
我敢打赌，你也能闻到这个柠檬的味道。
Now I want you to cut it into little pieces.
那么现在我要大家去在心里面把这个柠檬拿来切成小片。
And I want you to take one of those little pieces in your hand.
然后你们用手抓住其中的一片柠檬。
And put it in your mouth and bite down on it.
然后把这片柠檬放到你的嘴里面。然后去咬它。
And I bet that your face just puckered up.
我敢打赌，就是你的脸肯定刚才都已经皱了一下，就是因为太酸了嘛。
Yeah, so that's the mind-body connection.
所以说这个就是心意和躯体的连接。
And all of those impressions are there from all of our lifetimes, actually.
而可以说的话呢，在心意里面留存着就是我们所有人世经历当中所有这个存在的生命当中的所有的印象。
Now, most of course, we can't remember them all. If we could, we couldn't even function.
当然我们肯定不会记忆起所有的这些印象的。然后如果我们能记忆起所有的印象的话呢，肯定我们都已经没办法能够生存下去了。
But impressions from this life and even sometimes from previous lifetimes are continuously being triggered in our present moment experience.
但是的话呢，我们在这一世曾经形成的印象，甚至是在前世所得来的这些印象的话，他们持续的在今生，就是由于当下所发生的一些场景而被得到触发。
So sometimes if a particular craving is very strong,
所以说有时如果我们对某个物体的这个渴求的话是非常剧烈强大的话，
chances are it's also being carried over from our last life.
那么很有可能也就是我们从前世的时候就已经对这个东西有很强烈的这个渴望了。
And sometimes it's not a craving, sometimes it's a strong fear or a dislike.
而有时的话呢，它也不是一种就是剧烈的渴求，而就是一种恐惧或者是一种巨大的就是憎恶的那种心情。
If in one of your previous lifetimes you were died in a fire or you were drowned in the ocean, you might have a strong fear, maybe an abnormally strong fear, stronger than most people around you.
所以举个例子，假如说你要是在前世是曾经死于一场火灾，然后或者是在海水里面溺死的话呢，那么就是在今生你也很有可能，那么就是比其他普通人的话，对于这个火或者是对于这个海水的话呢，有更加强烈的这种恐惧感。
Perhaps you don't have a memory of dying in a fire or drowning in the ocean.
有可能倒并不是说有这个具体的记忆，就是曾经是死于这个火灾或者是溺水的。
Or falling from a high place.
或者是从高空当中跌落下来的这种死亡经历。
But when you go to a high place, or you see the ocean, or you see fire, it triggers a strong, fearful reaction within your mind and body.
但是当你到达一个高空的时候，或者是当你看到海水和看到火焰的时候，而这个就会触发你的这个心意和躯体当中这种恐惧的反应。
So many of our cravings or our fears, even when it comes to sex, it's very much related to our past previous experiences.
因此的话就是当我们就是关于涉及到与性活动有关的这种或许是某种渴求，然后或者是某种恐惧的话呢，实际上都是在跟我们之前的经历有很大的关联。
And fear and lust can be overwhelming.
而恐惧或者是色欲的话呢，可以说是会具有相当大的冲击力，是让人难以承受的。
Especially when they are connected with our sense of survival.
Sense of survival. 而特别是就是当这个恐惧和色欲是跟我们这个想要生存的这种感觉是相连接的话呢，那就更加是让人觉得难以承受的了。
Yes, actually, Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur in the Madhurya Kadambini, he quotes from the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali.
Sorry, so many names.
Okay, so just say, Srila Viswanath Chakravarti.
Srila Viswanath Chakravarti.
Yeah.
这位圣人, Srila Viswanath Chakravarti, 这位圣人的名字,
He's a great acharya, one of our very prominent acharyas.
他是我们非常一位出名的这样一位 acharya, 先辈灵性导师。
He lived about 250 years ago.
他生存的那个时代的话呢, 大概是 250年前的样子。
He wrote the prayers to the spiritual master that we sing for Mangalartik.
然后就是他写下的那个祷文的话呢, 是我们在Mangalarti的时候, 然后去献给Guru们的那个祷文, 就是他写的。
And many of Prabhupada's purports in the Srimad Bhagavatam are based on his commentary, Viswanath Chakravarti's commentary.
而帕帕的许多就是在博加瓦坛当中的那些要旨的话呢，都是基于他所写下的这个，就是评论。对。So
he wrote a small book called the Madhurya Kadambini.
Madhurya Kadambini. 而这位圣人的话呢，曾经就写下过一本书，叫做 Madhurya Kadambini.
And it describes the nine levels of advancement in bhakti.
而这本小书就记录了bhakti 当中的九种进步进阶的阶段。
It's almost like an autobiography. He describes his experience from the level of faith to the level of prema.
基本上这本书的话呢，就有点像是一本自传一样，他就描述了他自己的这个从信心开始的这个阶段，一直到达这个最终的prema的这个阶段。So
when he's describing anartha nirviti, when we're moving from material identification to liberation, he describes that.
然后在这个第三个阶段，就是这个 anatta nirviti, 他描述到就是从我们的这个物质的认同到达解脱的中间这个阶段。So
in that section he describes, he quotes from the Yoga Sutras.
Yoga Sutra. 而在这个阶段的话，这个章节他就引用了 Yoga Sutra 当中的内容。
Yeah, the Yoga Sutras are written by Patanjali.
Patanjali. 而这个 Yoga Sutra 是由 Patanjali 所写的。
They're about 2,000 years old.
基本上这本书就是有2000年的历史了。
And so Patanjali, he describes how the soul is conditioned by the material energy.
而 Patanjali 他就描述了个体灵魂是怎么样受到了物质世界的影响制约的。
And he says this conditioning is like a fire of suffering.
而这个物质条件的影响，物质世界的影响的话呢，就像是熊熊燃烧的这个痛苦一样。
And there's five parts.
而它有五个部分构成。
And they're called Kleshagni.
Oh, sorry.
These five parts are called Klesha Agni.
Oh, Klesha Agni. Klesha Agni. 对,这五个部分的话呢,就被叫做 Klesha Agni.
So literally, it means, Klesha means suffering, and Agni means the fire.
Klesha 这个梵文词的意思就是指受罪、受苦的意思, 而 Agni 的意思就是火。
So he says the first aspect is avidya.
所以说他说到第一个方面就是 agni, sorry girl, what's the word?
Avidya.
Avidya, 哦, avidya, 所以第一个方面叫做 avidya.
That means ignorance.
这个词的意思叫做无知愚昧。
And what is ignorance?
而什么是无知愚昧呢?
I forget that I'm eternal spirit, and I think that I'm this material mind and body.
那这个无知愚昧就是说, 我遗忘了我是永恒存在的灵性的灵魂，而我完全把自己认同于等同于这具躯体和这个心意了。
Yeah, so then comes the next layer.
然后就来到了第二层。
And that's called Ahankara.
而第二层叫做 Ahankara.
False ego.
也就是假我的意思。
Yeah, I believe I'm this mind and body.
那就是我相信我就是这具躯体，我就是这个心意。
Then comes the next level.
然后就是第三层。
There are two levels.
总共有两层。
Which is Icha Dvesha. I want it, I don't want it.
而这个叫做 Icha Dvesha. Icha Dvesha 的意思就是我想要，我不想要。
Attachment and aversion.
也就是执念、依附和憎恶。
Yeah, so it's a feeling that starts in the mind, but then is reflected in the body.
所以说这就是启发于来开始于心意当中的某种感受，然后这个感受的话呢，又反映在我们的躯体当中。
Right, if you've had a nice sexual experience, you want it again.
举个例子，如果你曾经有过一次很美妙的这个性经历的话，那么你肯定会再想经历一次，对吧？
Or if you had a horrible experience, then you don't want it again.
或者说你曾经有过很糟糕的体验，因此你就再也不想再去经历一次了。
So this strong feeling of I want it or I don't want itThis is triggered repeatedly in the mind and the body.
因此的话，这种想要和不想要的强大的、剧烈的感受，就会不断的在我们的躯体和心理当中受到触发。
And each time it's triggered,
而每次当他们被触发的时候
，the false ego, the identification with the mind and the body, becomes reinforced.
那么每一次当他们被触发的时候，我们的假我，也就是我们对心意、对躯体的认同，就会再一次被加强。
So this is karma.
所以这就是 karma 业报了。
And therefore, karma is compared to a wheel that keeps turning and reinforcing itself.
A wheel. 所以说，因此的话呢 ，karma 业报。它就被比喻作像是一个轮子一样的，大家想象一下，这个轮子就是不断的在转，然后不断的在重复它自己。
But then there's one more aspect.
然后的话呢，又有另一个层面，另一个方面。
And this is something we don't often talk about.
而这个层面并不是我们时常谈论的内容。
Especially in terms of lust.
然后特别是在这个就。色欲来说的话。
Yeah, so the fifth aspect is called Abhinibeshata.
Abhinibeshata, right?
That means fear of death.
Oh, fear of death.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. 那么接下来的这第五个方面的话呢，就是我们不怎么经常谈到的这个方面，叫做 Abhinibeshata。而这个词的意思就是指对死亡的恐惧。
So, a fear of death is always in the background. We keep it in the background.
而我们这个对于死亡的恐惧，实际上我们一直都是把它保存在这个背景当中的。
But this fear of death actually increases our lusty desires.
而实际上我们对死亡的恐惧反而还会增加我们的色欲。
That's why I was saying earlier that we have this desire for self-preservation.
Self-preservation. 所以这就是我之前曾经给大家提到过的，这就是为什么我们会有这种想要进行自我保护的欲望。
And it's always in the background, but it affects our present moment experience.
而这些这种感觉这个方面的话，总是处在这个背景当中的，但是它却总是会影响我们在当下的体验或者是经历。
It's like when you're when you're afraid of losing something, it makes you hold on to it tighter, doesn't it?
嗯，这是不是就是当你如果害怕失去某个东西或者是某个人的话，那你是不是更加想要紧紧地抓住这个东西，这个人不放手，对吧？
Yeah, because of fear of death, we try and surround ourselves with family and friends, right?
所以说正是由于我们对于死亡的恐惧，所以说我们才会让自己的身边都围绕着家人和朋友。
But Sukadev Goswami, he says that our family and friends, they are like fallible soldiers.
Fallible soldiers.
You know, soldiers that cannot protect you, they will also die.
So fallible means that people who make mistakes, right?
Right, or imperfect.
Okay, got it. 而 Sukadev Goswami 就曾经就说到，他说家人和朋友实际上就像是士兵一样，就是那种容易犯错的不完美的士兵。为什么把他们比喻成是士兵呢？因为他们，你就想用他们来保护你，但是他们又没有办法能够完全的保护你。
So we're talking about Ajimiyo and how he was overcome by a desire for sex.
所以说我们就一直在谈论着阿加米勒，他是怎么样，就是完全被这个色欲拿来给，就是给弄得手足无措的那种状态。
And he tried to control his desire by remembering his teaching as a brahmachari and the shastras.
而他试图去控制他的这个欲念，通过去记忆起，就是在做这个在进行 brahmachari 培训的时候的话呢，那个就是学到的 shastra 经典的训谕。
But we see it is a little more complex. Lust is It's not so simple.
We see what? So,
that the situation is more complex. It's not so simple.
但是我们也看到了，就是整个这个情况，这个状况实际上是非常复杂的，并不是那么简单。
Right, there's ignorance.
那么有这个无知愚昧。
There's a false ego.
然后有这个假我。
There's a strong attachment and aversion.
然后有这种强烈的依附和憎恶感。
And all those past previous impressions.
所有这种关于过去的经历的记忆。
They have momentum like a tsunami.
而这些记忆，这些印象的话呢，就像是海啸一样，它们是有一种动量在里面的。
And then there's also the fear of death, which is also a factor.
然后的话就我们就提到了这个死亡的恐惧，对死亡的恐惧，而这个也是一个原因了，这个也是一个因素。
Yeah, so this material energy is so powerful.
是不是可以想象，可以想见这个物质的能量是如此的强大呀？
And Prabhupada says in the purport that for a normal person,It's very difficult to control lusty desires.
所以说帕帕就在要旨当中写到，对于一个普通人来说，要想控制色欲的话呢，是非常困难的。
And Arjuna even, he said to Krishna, you know, what is it that forces you to do something, even you don't want to do it, or you know you should do it anyway?
那么其实这也是阿加米勒就是提出的那个问题，就是究竟是什么在迫使一个人去做一件事情，即便这个人他不愿意去做，也不想要去做，但是他依然被迫的去做这件事情呢？
And Krishna says it's lust, Arjuna.
Krishna 就说这就是色欲啊， Arjuna.
Which is the enemy of self-realization.
而色欲就是自我觉悟的敌人。
And then Prabhupada he says that unless one is protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
而帕帕就说，除非一个人他是受到了至尊人格守神的保护。
And engaged in devotion to the Lord.
并且进行着对于主的奉爱服务。
Then it's very difficult to avoid a materialistic life.
否则的话呢，那么则会是很难去避免 这个物质生活的。
Now, Krishna, he also says in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 7, verse 14.
不过 Krishna 也在《薄伽梵歌》的第七章第十四诗节说道
Daivyesha gunamaye mamamaya duratyaya mamevaje papajyante mayam etan turantite. He says this material energy, it's very difficult to overcome.
他说到这个物质能量是很难去克服的。
Only those who surrender unto me can cross beyond it.
而只有那些臣服于我的人才能够得以跨过这座物质海洋。
So, if we want to overcome lust or anger or these different urges,
所以因此如果我们想要去克服色欲克服这个愤怒以及克服各种各样的渴求的话
Basically, we need to be very sincere and we need to be devoted.
Devoted.
Yeah, we have to be devoted to the Lord and we have to be sincere.
所以说基本上的话呢就需要我们首先第一个是非常真诚的然后第二个的话我们就真的是想要把自己奉献给主然后完全的投入在对主的这个奉爱服务当中。
And even then, it may take us a long time to.
但是
win the battle.
但是即便如此的话呢，也有可能会需要我们花费很长的时间才能够打赢这场战争。
In the beginning of the Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada he says that progress in devotional service basically depends upon.Our own sincerity.
Our own sincerity. 帕帕的就在这个教诲的甘露当中的最开头就写到，我们在奉爱服务当中的进步，基本上就是完全取决于我们的这个真诚的程度多少。
That's the most important factor.
这是最重要最重要的因素。
But we have to really want it.
我们必须要真的是想要才行。
But in the beginning, especially in the beginning of devotional service, we may be weak and not so strong.
然而的话呢，在奉爱服务的开始阶段，我们有可能会是比较脆弱的，并不是那么坚强。
But if we're sincere, then we take the necessary steps to become successful.
但是如果我们是真诚的话我们就能够采取有必要的步骤从而一步一步的走向成功。
Even if we fall down, we get up.
那么即便是我们一路上跌倒了我们都能够再次爬起来。
Sometimes I say, you're only fallen if you don't get up. If you get up, then you can't say you're fallen.
sorry, Guru, could you repeat?
Sometimes people say I'm fallen, right?
所以有些时候人们会说我很堕落，对吧？
Well, you're only fallen if you don't get up.
而堕落这个词我解释一下，因为它在英语当中还有那个跌倒的意思。然后，那么同时就你说你只能说你是跌倒的，你是堕落的状态。那么，除非你是没有站起来的。
If you get up.Then you're not fallen.
如果你站起来的话，你是没有跌倒，就没有堕落，对吧？
There is one very purport in the Bhagavad Gita that I find extremely encouraging.
我在《薄伽梵歌》当中就非常非常喜欢一个要旨的部分，而这个要旨可以说给予了我极大的鼓舞和灵感。
This is chapter 3, verse 31 in purport of the Bhagavad Gita.
31, 大家可以看到《薄伽梵歌》的第三章第三十一诗节的要旨。
Are you looking it up now?
Yeah.
Okay. Ye me mata idam nityam.Anutishtanti manava, Shravanto, Nasuyanto mujante te pikarmabhi. Translation. Those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and who follow this teaching faithfully without envy become free from the bondage of fruitive action.
大家看到3.31的诗节这个译文，那些根据我的训示而履行职责的人，那些不嫉妒忠实的追随这一教导的人，就可以摆脱功利性活动的束缚。
Ajamil, he saw the Sudra couple embracing.
阿加米勒他看到那一对苏爪的夫妇彼此拥抱。
That triggered his past memories of sensual enjoyment.
而那一幕场景就触发了他曾经的进行感官享乐活动的这个过去关于过去的回忆。
The more he tried to stop thinking about sex with that prostitute, the more he kept feeling like having sex with her.
而他越是想要让自己停止去思考，停止去想着那一幕场景，但是他就越发的想要就是去跟一个女性进行性活动。
That's the bondage of fruitive action.
而这个就是功利性活动，功利性活动的束缚。
So Krishna says, persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and who follow this teaching faithfully without envy become free from the bondage of fruitive action.
而 Krishna 就在这个3.31的诗节当中说到，那些根据我的训示而履行责任的人，那些忠实的追随这一教导的人，而且没有嫉妒的话，他们就可以得以摆脱功利性活动的束缚。
The injunction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the essence of all Vedic wisdom, and therefore is eternally true without exception.
所以说要旨第一句话，至尊人格首神 Krishna 的训示是一切伟大智慧的根本，因而就是颠扑不破的永恒真理。
As the Vedas are eternal, so this truth of Krishna consciousness is also eternal.
正如伟达经是永恒的，所以说 Krishna 知觉这一真理也是永恒不朽的。
One should have firm faith in the injunction without envying the Lord.
而一个人应该坚信这训谕，而不能够对主萌生出嫉妒的这种心情。
There are many philosophers who write comments on Bhagavad Gita that have no faith in Krishna.
有很多的哲学家对博迦梵歌大书特书阐释作注，但是却对 Krishna 全无信仰。
They will never be liberated from the bondage of fruitive action.
而他们永不能摆脱掉功利性活动的束缚。
But an ordinary man with firm faith in the eternal injunctions of the Lord, even though unable to execute such orders, becomes liberated from the bondage of the law of karma.
而一个普通人即使是不能执行这些命令，但是他对主的永恒训示信念坚定，那么则可以摆脱掉业报定律的束缚。
In the beginning of Krishna consciousness, one may not fully discharge the injunctions of the Lord. But because one is not resentful of this principle and works sincerely without consideration of defeat or hopelessness, he will surely be promoted to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness.
而在 Krishna 知觉的开始阶段，他也许不能够完全履行主的训示，但是他对这个原则是毫无怨言，并且虔诚的工作，且置失败和失望于度外，那么这样他就一定会提升至纯粹的 Krishna 知觉的境地。
So the four regulated principles, they are the injunction of the Lord, they are the orders of the spiritual master, which are not different.
而四项基本 规范原则的话呢，这就是主的训谕，也是就是灵性导师的命令，而这本身是没有任何区别的。
So even in the beginning, if we cannot follow them strictly, or sometimes there's a fall down.
那么即使是在进行奉爱服务的最初阶段，我们没有办法完全严格的去遵守他们，甚至有些时候还会跌倒。
If we remain honest,
但是如果我们能一直保持一种诚实的状态，
and we don't become resentful or envious of the principles,
但并且我们并不会对这些原则心生怨恨之情，或者是对这些原则就是产生这种嫉妒的心情。
And we keep trying.
并且我们持续的努力，持续的去做出尝试。
Eventually we will awaken.
那么最终的话呢，我们就会得以觉醒。
So the key is not to give up and not to become envious.
所以说关键点就在于要持续的努力，并且不能够嫉妒。
Because our tendency is if we can't do something, then we want to minimize it or find fault with it.
Oh, if we cannot do it, then we minimize it or,
find fault.
Find fault. Oh, 因为我们的这个倾向的话呢，我们的这个倾向是，如果我们不能够去做到一件事情的话，那么我们就会尽力的去减少这个东西。然后或者是对这个东西找错找茬儿。
Yeah, we become like the fox who couldn't get the grapes.
哦，我们就变成了那只吃不到葡萄的狐狸。
So sometimes, farmers, they grow grapes that they have a way of growing the grape so that it's way up high. And it's supported by wires and posts so that the grapes grow up high. And you have to climb a ladder actually to get the grapes.
而就是那些农民的话哈，他们就是专门有一种方法来去种葡萄，然后就是把这个葡萄种得特别特别的高，就是用什么电线啊或者是柱子啊那些，然后以至于就是要摘到葡萄的话，就必须要搭梯子爬上去才能摘到葡萄。
So there was a fox.
所以说就有一只狐狸。
And he was jumping as high as he could, but he couldn't catch the grape.
然后这只狐狸就使劲的跳啊，然后就想去抓住那个葡萄，但是就是抓不住。
Then as he was leaving the grape field, he said, "Oh, those grapes are sour anyway."
As he was leaving, he said that, right?
Yes.
然后于是由于这只狐狸的话呢，他吃不到这些葡萄，于是在他要离开的时候，他就说，反正这些葡萄都是酸的。
Right, the grapes are sour.
然后对，这些葡萄就是太酸了。
And besides, nobody else can get them either, so it must not be a big deal.
那此外的话呢，也没有其他人能够去摘到这些葡萄，所以说的话，这也不是一件好了不起的事儿。
So we shouldn't become like that fox.
因此我们不应该变得像这只狐狸这样。
We should be humble and honest and sincere and do our best.
我们就必须要保持谦卑的、诚实的，然后真诚的状态，然后不断的努力。
And we should know that these lusty feelings or angry feelings or sad feelings we have, they go deeper than just some bodily urge.
Bodily urge. 并且我们应该知晓，那就是这些充满色欲的、愤怒的或者是悲伤的感受、情绪的话呢，实际上他们是走得更深的。不仅仅就是这种表面上躯体上的这些表现而已。
Often our desire to have sex is linked up with a much more fundamental problem.
Much more fundamental problem. 很多情况下，我们的这个想要进行性活动的欲念的话，实际上是跟我们这种 更加根基性的这些问题，更加核心的问题是相联系在一起的。
It can even be connected to our need for self-preservation.
甚至它可以就是跟我们想要进行自我保护的这个需求的话呢，是相连接的，有关的。
This is often the case with sexual addiction.
This is often the case with sexual addiction. 而这往往的话呢，都是跟有些人他们所犯的这种性方面的某种上瘾症的话呢是相关联的。
When we're little babies,
当我们还是小孩子的时候，
we're fully dependent upon our mother and father to live.
我们完全是依靠于我们的父母才能够生存下来的。
When our needs for food and safety are not met as children.
而当我们在作为这个小孩子的时候，对于食物或者是对于衣服，对于生存的这些需求没有得到满足的话，
That triggers within us a fear of death.
而这个就会激发起我们内心对于死亡的恐惧。
Right? If we don't get fed on time.
就举个例子，就如果我们要是该到了该吃饭的点儿却没有饭吃的话，
Or we're in the womb of our mother.
或者是如果当我们还处在妈妈的这个子宫里面的时候，
And she's thinking, should I get an abortion?
然后我妈妈却在想，我要不要打胎堕胎呢？
The children, they receive these impressions.
而她子宫里的孩子的话呢，就会接受到这些印象。
Yeah, so then when we get older, we can equate having sex to being safe or having survival or getting our needs met.
So equate having sex with having survival or having our needs met.
Yeah.
Got it.因此的话呢，就是当我们就是长大成人以后，然后就会把这个进行性活动，从事性活动的话呢，等同于就是生存，等同于让我们的这个需求得到满足。
But on a spiritual level, this all goes back to the first klesha, the first suffering, which is ignorance.
Ignorance. 而从灵性层面来看的话呢，这一些都可以回到第一层的这个 klesha， 而这个 klesha 就是无知愚昧。
Right, we're lost in the mind.
我们完全迷失在这个心理当中。
We're functioning as this ego, this imaginary person.
我们完全是跟着这个假我来。就是跟着这个想象出来的自我来去过自己的这个人生。
And we feel separate from life. We feel separate from God.
我们感到与生命是相分离的，感到与神之间是相分离的。
Of course, we're never separate from God or from life.
当然，我们从来都没有跟神、跟生命是相分离过。
But when we're lost in our mind thinking about the past or the future,we can't feel our life. We can't feel our connection.
但是当我们迷失在心意里面，当我们想着过去或者想着未来的时候，我们就没有办法能够感受得到自己的生命，就总是会觉得自己跟生命跟主是相分离的。
Life is love. It is Krishna's love.
而生命就是爱，这就是生命就是主 Krishna 对我们的爱。
But when we're lost in this imaginary self, we feel separate from God.
但是当我们迷失在这个想象出来的自我当中的时候，我们就感到与主之间是相分离了。
And so underneath, we feel this constant despair.
因此，在这下面，在这最下面底层的这个当中的话呢，我们是感到很绝望的。
And we feel lonely.
我们感到孤独。
Yeah, so because of that, we want someone to be there for us.
所以说出于这种 孤独，处于这种绝望的心态的话，我们就会希望身边有一个人。
Then we won't feel separate and alone.
那么这样的话，我们就不会感到跟别人是相分离的，就不会感到孤独。
Yeah, so a lot of addictions, sexual addictions, eating addictions, they're based on this feeling of loneliness.
因此的话呢，很多这种就是某种性上瘾症的话呢，或者是对某种食品的上瘾症，那么它都是基于这种孤独感的。
Yeah, so we want someone in our life so that we can feel complete and whole.
我们希望生命当中有某个人的存在，那么这样的话呢，我们就会感到完整，就会感到自己是一个整体。
Yeah, so we have two people lost in their mind, imagining themselves to be this or that.
We have two people, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, 那么我们有，比如说举个例子，有这样两个人，他们完全迷失在自己的心意里面，完全迷失在这个想象出来的自我当中。
They find each other, they fall in love.
他们遇到了彼此，他们沉入爱河。
But that feeling doesn't last.
但是这种感受却并不长久。
It can't last.
也不可能长久。
Because we cannot find wholeness outside of ourselves.
因为我们不可能在自我之外能够找到这种完整感。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
Yeah, so we can't find love.Or the source of love, we can't find the source of love outside of ourselves.
因此我们是没有办法能够在自我之外找到爱的源头的。
So sooner or later, love on the level of the mind will fail.
因此也就是迟早的事儿，那么很快的这个基于心意层面的爱情也就会失败。
And in fact, we have this...expectation of our partner to make us feel whole.
而实际上我们都有这种期望，就是希望我们的伴侣能够让我们感到是一种完整的感觉。
And of course, our partner can't do that.
当然我们的伴侣是不可能做到这件事儿。
And then, all of our past pain comes out.
由此的话，我们所有来自于过去的疼痛就出现了。
Yeah, and such relationships can actually be dangerous.
可以说这样的关系，这样的爱情关系的话是非常危险的。
And so we actually do this many lifetimes.
我们实际上是有好多世好多世的生命都是这样在做的。
Yeah, we die feeling separate.
我们在死的时候感到自己是相分离的。
Then we're born again.
然后我们再次出生的时候
And we look for the opposite sex to make us feel complete.
然后出生以后长大成人，寻找另一个异性，从而来让我们自己觉得自己是完整的。
So this continues as long as we're looking outside for completion.
而这种状况就会一直一直持续下去，直到我们就是如果是我们一直想要在自身之外去寻求完整的话，那这种状况就会一直持续下去。
But when we're awake enough,
但是当我们觉醒的时候
and we finally contact, the Lord's representative and get spiritual guidance,
当我们开始想要觉醒，当我们这个时候去遇到了主，遇到了主的这些代言人，他的这些灵性导师，
We learn how to look within ourselves for the real source of joy and happiness.
我们开始学会能够从内心当中去寻求这个真爱的和喜悦的源头。
We look towards the Lord of our heart.
去望向我们内心当中的主。
And then we remember who we are.
然后我们就能记忆起真正的我是谁。
So when we're present, we can access our life.
因此当我们能够真正临在当下的时候，才能够去得以接触到碰触到我们的真实的生命。
And the source of life.
能够去接触到我们生命的源头。
Then we discover that we are whole and complete.
然后我们就会发现自己本身就是完整的，本身就是整体的。
And that's the real cure for love.
而这个才是real cure for love. 而这个才是对于这种爱的治疗，爱的这种真正的疗方，真正的治愈方法。嗯。
It's a real cure for lust.
Oh, lust. 而这个才是针对那个色欲的真正的疗法。嗯。
As long as we're looking outside of ourselves for completeness, then we'll be tricked over and over again.
嗯，而只要我们还在自身之外去寻求这种完整性，去感受到自己是一个整体的话呢，你在自身之外当中去寻求，那么你就必然会遭受这个色欲的这个出现。
Right. Ultimately, lust arises out of ignorance of ourselves.
因为最终的话呢，色欲都是出现在我们的这个无知愚昧当中的。
So it's only when we discover ourselves and our relationship with Krishna that we feel complete.
而只有当我们能够开始去发现自我，开始去发现我们跟 Krishna 之间的关系的时候，那这种无知愚昧就被去除掉。那么由此的话，我们才能感受到自己是完整的。
And that's compared to an ocean.
而我们把这个比喻作是一座海洋。
The lust that we're experiencing in the material world, that's like a little drop of water.
嗯，我们在这个物质世界当中所体验到的色欲的话，实际上就像是一滴海水一样。
We try and feel complete, and it lasts for just a moment, but then we feel more incomplete.
嗯，我们试图通过这一滴海水去感受到自己是完整的，但是的话呢，这种感受却只能持续那么短暂的一小会儿，然后过此之后，我们就又更想要去感受到更多的这个完整，就不断的持续。
So it's only when we start to look in the direction of our very center that we discover who we are in our relationship with God.That's like an ocean.
而只有当我们开始往内看，开始想要从内去望向主，从内去发现真正的自我和我们和 Krishna 主之间的关系，那么这个时候我们才能够获得永恒的这个完整性。
Only that can satisfy us.
而只有这种才能够真正的满足我们。
And so we see that Ajamil, he was easily overcome by his lusty feelings.
嗯，所以说我们在这一个章节当中就看到阿加米勒是这么容易的就被他的这个色欲拿来给征服了。
Because he had no foundation.
因为他并没有根基。
He had no anchor.
他没有一个锚抛在那个原地，使得他能够稳定，不会动摇。
Conscious awareness is the real foundation of existence.
Foundation. 而这个有觉知的知觉，就是is the real foundation of what?
existence.
existence. 而这个有觉知的知觉的话呢，就是存在的真正的根基。
It's real.
它是真实的。
Doesn't come or go.
它是不会来了又走。
It's solid.
它是非常坚固。
But when we're absorbed in the mind.
但是当我们沉浸在自己的心意当中的时候。
There's no foundation there. There's no reality there.
但是在这个心意当中却是没有根基，没有现实可言的。
Yeah, so Ajamil, he didn't have the foundation of the self of awareness to stand on.
Self-awareness to stand on. 所以说阿加米勒的话呢，他是没有这个自我的根基，没有这个有觉知的这种根基，能够使得他站在原地，完全不被动摇。
So he tried to use his intellect, but that wasn'tthat was no, no match.
That was no what?
That was no match for the strong lusty feelings he felt.
Oh, no match for strong. 所以阿加米勒他试图想要去运用他的智力来去克服这个色欲，但是的话呢，这个光是靠智力的话呢，根本就是抵抗不了这个色欲念头的。
So we need to stand on the foundation of our true self and our relationship with the Lord.
因此我们必须要稳稳地站在这个以真实的自我，以我们和 Krishna 的关系的这个根基之上，相当于要站在这个上面才行。
Yeah, so we take shelter of the Lord by following the authorized process that he's given us.
因此我们去托庇于主，我们托庇于主就是根据主所给予我们的这样一个过程，休息的过程，然后由此才能完全的托庇于主。
And then discover our true self, our true nature.
从而去发现真实的自我，去发现我们真正的天性。
Which is always whole, always complete.
而我们真正的天性，那就是从来永恒都是完整的。
Yeah, lust burns like fire, and it can consume any amount of fuel.
而色欲的话呢，就像火焰一般燃烧，它可以把任何一种这个燃料。对这个燃料，然后都全部拿来给耗尽。
As much wood you put into the fire, that much it can burn. There's no end.
无论你往这个火里面放多少木材，它都能够完全把所有的这些木头全部拿来烧掉。
So after many lifetimes, we may come to that conclusion.
所以在经历了很多很多生世以后，我们终于就能够到达这个结论了。
And then Krishna, he arranges for us to meet a guide.
然后的话呢 ，Krishna 就会安排我们能够去遇到一位老师来指导我们。
So this is the situation of Ajamil in the story. He's like 99.9% of people in this world.
所以说这几届师姐的话呢，描述的阿加米勒的状态。可以说就是这个世界上 99.999% 这么多的人的话呢，他们的状态。
So he's just overwhelmed by lusty desires.
所以说他就是完全的被这个色欲的念头拿来给包裹住，拿来给打倒了。
And because of that, he's going to lose all of his brahminical qualifications and standing.
Brahminical qualification and
his standing, you know, as a Brahmin, he's going to lose.
Okay. 而由于他的这个就是被色欲完全给击倒的这种原因的话呢，因此阿加米勒就即将失去他所有这些婆罗门的品质、资格，以及他的这些作为婆罗门的这个位置。
He's going to lose the results of his past pious activities.
他即将就是失去他所有。曾经在前世做过的前程活动所带来的结果。
And he's going to become a very sinful, selfish person.
他即将变成一个非常罪恶的、非常自私的人。
Who's eligible to be punished by the Yamadutas.
也就有资格被亚马都塔、被阎罗王拿来给惩罚了。
Okay, so I'll stop there. And if there are any questions from last week or this week, we have some.
OK, 那么现在我们就来一起看一看上个星期或者是这一周的话呢，大家有没有问题。OK, I guess, I think there are still some questions from last week. OK, one question. 还有上个星期有一个问题。OK, 我们来看上个星期的这个问题。感恩帕布精彩的讲课，感恩玛塔吉甜美的翻译。嘿，请问 Guru, 要想控制心意必须要有智性，对吗？在当今社会的人很难控制自己的心意，是因为自己的业报所困，不能提高智性，对吗？如何克服自己的业报，提高自信呢？谢谢。So this devotee is asking, he says that thank you for your teaching, and I have a question that, in order to control the mind, I have to have intellect. I have to have intelligence, right? Because in modern world, most people find it very difficult to control their mind. It's because of their karma. They are trapped inside their karma. They cannot increase their intelligence. Is that so? So how should I overcome my karma and increase my intelligence? Thank you.
Thank you for your question.
感谢这位奉献者的问题。
So yes, to control the mind, we have to use our intellect.
确实如此。如果要想控制心意的话，我们就必须要使用、运用智性才行。
So intellect means that, you know, we can choose to do this or choose to do that.
Intellect means that we can choose to do this and choose to do that.
Yeah, we make a, you know, we discriminate and we make a choice.
而智性的话呢，就是指我们对事物之间做出分别，做出辨识，然后从而就是能够有选择，可以选择去做这件事儿，或者是选择去做那件事儿。
Right, if I go to the temple and hear about Krishna, I'll be happy.
如果我去到寺庙，然后我听到就是有关 Krishna 的这些信息和音乐，然后我就会感到很快乐。
If I watch pornography on the computer, I'll feel miserable.
如果我在网上看色情片的话呢，那么我就会感到非常的痛苦不堪。
So I make the intelligent decision to go to the temple.
因此我做出一个聪明的选择，那么我就做出一个聪明的选择，我决定去庙里面。
Yeah. So you're right. And then his next question is, how do I get that intelligence?
所以说你刚才说的那句话是对的，而你下一个问题是，那我怎么样能够提高自己的智性？
How do I learn to properly utilize my free will?
我应该怎么学会去恰当的运用我的自由意志呢？
Well, in the beginning, it's from three sources.
在最开始的阶段的话呢，它是来自于三个源头的。
Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu.
Guru, Shastra, 经典，还有就是 Sadhu, 圣人。
Yeah, the spiritual master, he orders us, you have to follow the four regulated principles and chant 16 rounds.
我们的灵性导师都给予我们训示，就命令，就必须要遵循四项规范原则，必须每天要念诵16圈。
In this way, we engage our mind in Krishna.
那么以这样的方式，我们就把自己的心意运用起来，来为 Krishna 服务。
And we hold it back from activities that cause us to fall into ignorance.
并且的话呢，对于那些让我们会陷入到愚昧无知的这种活动的话呢，我们就会让自己不要去进行，不要去从事这些活动。
But we always have free will.
但是我们却总是有自由意志的。
So we always have to make this conscious choice.
因此我们的自由意志就意味着我们可以做出有觉知的选择。
Yeah, to accept a spiritual master or not.
可以去选择我们是否接受一位灵性导师。
Or once we've accepted the spiritual master, we always have to choose, do I continue to follow him or not?
而一旦当我们接受一位灵性导师，我们就需要总是做出选择，我是不是一直要去听从他的训谕，他的这个命令呢？
Then we hear the Shastras, we hear the words of Krishna, we hear the words of Sukadeva Goswami.
然后就是这个 Shastra 经典，我们可以去聆听 Krishna 的话语，或者是聆听 Sukadeva Goswami 的话语。
And this fortifies our intelligence.
This what? Our intelligence?
Fortifies.
Oh, fortify. Okay. 而这个聆听经典的话呢，就会加强我们的智性。
And then we associate with like-minded spiritual practitioners, devotees.
然后的话，我们就去和那些志同道合的灵性修习者，也就是奉献者们进行交往。
And that's like a vaccination that protects us from the infection of Maya.
而这个就像是打疫苗一样， 这些疫苗的保护的话呢，就能够帮助我们不会遭受到玛雅疾病的这个困扰。
But even to follow these three things requires that we choose properly from moment to moment.
Oh, choose properly from moment to moment. 而要去就是做到这三件事，就是去追随 Guru, Shastra 和 Sadhu 的话，那么就需要我们从这一刻到下一刻，在每一刻都能够恰当的去做出选择。
Right, in order to take advantage of the guru.
那么如果我们想要去好好的运用 guru 的训示的话，
In order to take advantage of the holy name, which is Krishna present there.
而如果我们想要好好的运用圣名所带给我们的这个力量的话，那就相当于是 Krishna 他就为我们在那里临在着。
In order to take advantage of the shastras.
而如果我们想要好好的去运用 shastra 经典的话，
In order to take advantage of sadhu sangha.
而如果我们想要好好的去运用 sadhu sangha 奉献者联谊的话，
We have to actually be present there.
那么如果要做到以上所有说到的这些点，那么我们就必须要真正的跟这些事物跟这些人一起临在。
If we're lost in our mind thinking about the past and the future.
如果我们要是迷失在心意里面，老是去想着过去或者是未来的话，
We're just maintaining our conditioned habit, our conditioned, illusionary self.
那我们只不过还是依然在维系着自己这个受到物质世界影响的习性，然后一直在维系着自己想象出来的自我。
And so, even though we are appear to be chanting or reading or associating, we're not really, we're more, we're not getting the advantage of that of the holy vibration.
We are not getting the
advantage. We're not being influenced by that holy vibration.
Oh, okay. 那么所以说，即便我们看起来好像就是在跟奉献者联谊，然后即便我们看起来好像是在唱诵、念诵，或者是在阅读经典，但是的话呢，实际上我们却并没有能够真正的去运用到，真正的去从这个神圣的震动当中获得任何的利益或者任何的这个益处。
So we see it's possible to chant for many years, hear the shastras for many years, yet not take much advantage, not actually change much.
所以说我们可以看到，这个确实就是有可能的话哈，那么就是有奉献者，比如说念诵了很多年，聆听经典了很多年，然后与奉献者联谊了很多年，但是却并没有任何特别大的改变。
So in order to live an awakened life,
因此为了能够过上觉醒的人生，
we have to have a very strong intention to live in the present.
那么我们就要有一个非常强烈的意图，非常强烈的动机，想要能够临在当下，想要在每一刻的时候能够活在当下这一刻。
That's the proper use of intelligence.
而这个就是智性的恰当的运用。
Every moment we have a choice.
在每一刻我们都是有一个选择的。
Will I choose to be present with what is here now?
我是否选择在当下的这一刻跟我当前的这个东西一起临在呢？
Or will I choose to be in the world of the thinking mind?
或者说我做出选择，想要去让自己活在这个不断思考的心意世界里面。
Which is an illusory world of thought, memory, and imagination.
而这个心意的世界就是一整个虚幻的，充满了念头，充满了印象，充满了记忆的，充满了想象的这样一个世界。
So the choice is yours. It's up to you and no one else.
而选择就是由你做出的，这个不是任何一个人可以替你做出的选择。
Of course, before we meet our guru, we don't know that.
当然就是在我们遇到 guru 之前，我们都不知道这一点的。
But once we understand that, now we have to exercise our intelligence.
但是一旦当我们理解了这一点之后，那么我们就要恰当的开始运用自己的智性了。
So we have the choice to live in the truth of life.
所以说我们都是有选择，可以让自己活在这个生命的真相之中。
Or the illusory world of the mind.
或者是活在这个心意的虚幻世界里。
Then we can take advantage of chanting and of sadhusanga and shastras.
然后我们才能够去从这个sadhusanga，从奉献者联谊，从经典学习和从念诵当中获得真正的益处。
And then we will experience a change in consciousness.
然后我们才能够真正的体验到知觉意识的转变。
We will actually feel that we are recovering from the disease of Maya.
我们就能够切身的去体会到自己在从这个患了这个 Maya 疾病、物质疾病的这种状态当中开始恢复活力，开始就是恢复健康状态了。
Thank you for your question.
感谢你的问题。Okay, there's one more question. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.Sumuki Radha Dasi Mataji 问的问题，感恩妈拉贾精彩的讲课，感恩妈拉贾甜美的翻译。请问 Guru， 我们用以觉知和观察一切心意和假我活动的那个是灵魂的智性吗 ？So Sumuki Radha Mataji is asking that when we are aware of andobservant of all the activities from the mind and the false ego, the activities from on the mind and the false ego, is that the intellect of the soul be conscious and observant of all the activities of the mind and the false ego?
Yes.
Oh, that's, she's asking, is that the intellect of the soul?
Well, it's not exactly intellect, it's just, the nature of the soul is knowledge.
Is knowledge. 哦。的并不一定就是说是灵魂的智性，然后而就是因为灵魂的本质，灵魂的天性的话呢就是知识。
Yes, the nature of the soul is to understand.
Is to understand, huh? 而灵魂的本质的话呢，就是去理解。
So it's not like we're using some effort to understand.
这并不是说，并不是像是我们花了一些功夫，然后做出一些努力，想要去理解，想要去弄明白。
Right? It's just like when you touch something that's cold, you know that it's cold.
这就有点像是当你摸到某个冰冷冷的东西的时候，你就会感受到它就是冰凉、冰凉、冰冷的这种感觉。
But when you're present,
因此当你临在当下的时候
，when you're aware that you are consciousness,
当你能觉知到你是知觉的时候
，when you're observing thoughts in the mind,
当你去观察心意当中出现的念头的时候。
Or sensations in the body,
或者你观察这个躯体当中出现的各种感受的时候
or the mental intellect trying to figure things out,
或者你能观察到你的这个心意你的这个智性想要去弄明白某个东西的时候
then you see I'm different.
然后你就会看到我就是不同的
It's an immediate knowing, an immediate understanding.
这是一种立刻的知晓，一种立刻的理解。
It's instantaneous.
Instantaneous means immediately, right?
Immediately, automatically.
所以这是一种立刻发生的，一种自动发生的状态。
Right, just like you're asleep one moment.
这就有点像是，假如你现在在睡觉。
And then you wake up.
然后你醒了。
It's not really intellect.
可以说这并不是自信，对吧？
It's your nature to be awake.
所以这就是你的天性，你的本质，那就是苏醒而已。
Yeah, there's no effort, no mental effort.
不需要你进行这个智商上的这个，就是要去想，要去思考那种。
And ultimately, all knowingness, all consciousness, it comes from the super soul.
而最终的话呢，所有的知晓、所有的了解和理解的话呢，都是来自于超灵的。
Life is a gift.
生命是一份礼物。
Consciousness, life, it's a gift from God.
知觉，我们的知觉，我们的生命，都是来源于主的礼物的。
Thank you.
谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. There is one devotee asking, 顶拜咕噜莲花族，请问神坛上放了达摩达尔的像，我要供奉食物，要不要换上五圣体的神像？ So this devotee is asking that, I have the painting, the picture of Damodar on my deity altar. So when I offer prasadam, should I change it to be the picture of the Panchatattva deities?
Well, that would be good.
可以啊，就是如果你换上五圣体的神像，那会挺好的。
Because it's only by the mercy of Lord Krishna we can even ever know about Krishna.
所以说you were saying that it's only because of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya that we can get to the mercy of Lord Krishna, right?
Oh yeah, we can never approach Krishna. We could never even understand or know about Krishna without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
所以说如果没有主 Chaitanya 的仁慈的话呢，我们是永远都不可能能够接近主 Krishna。能够就是去理解 Krishna 的。
And then Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya are so merciful that they don't even consider offenses in our worship. So they're very approachable.
而主 Nityananda 和主 Chaitanya 他们是如此的仁慈，他们是根本就不会去看到我们在就是进行奉爱服务，然后在供奉的过程当中所犯下的冒犯的。所以说就是我们所以说从他们那里我们可以获得这么多这么多的仁慈，能够就更加容易的接近 Krishna 了。
So one day by their mercy we will actually be qualified to appreciate the pastime of Krishna as baby Damodar and his relationship with Mother Jasoda.
所以说有一天就是经由主 Chaitanya 和主 Nityananda 的仁慈的话呢，我们就能够在未来的某一天的话呢，能够真正的去欣赏，真正的去感恩，主 Krishna 在他作为一个小孩达摩达尔的时候，这个他的逍遥时光，他跟他的母亲亚说达，sorry guru, what's her name?
The relationship between Krishna as Lord Damodar and his mother Yasoda.
亚说达哦，然后就能够去体会就能去真正的去欣赏感恩，就是 Krishna 作为这个小宝宝，这个达摩达尔和他的母亲亚硕达之间的关系，这个甜美了。
Yeah, so when we're appreciating the intimate, loving relationship, you know, being exchanged between Krishna and his mother, Jasoda.
然后这个时候我们就能得以去欣赏和感恩这个主。达摩达尔和他的母亲亚硕达之间这种亲密的充满爱的关系了。
So, why not have a picture of the, Guru Parampara, Panchatattva, and Mother Jasoda and Krishna?
You're saying why not, huh?
Yeah, you can have it all.
所以说为什么不呢，就是你可以把所有的这些照片然后都放到你的神坛上，就是所有的这个 Guru Parampara 的这些照片，还有五圣体的照片，然后 Damodar 的照片都可以一起放上去。
Yes, just expand your gratitude.
这就会扩展你的仁慈，这就会扩展你的感恩之情。OK. Guru Maharaj.
Yes.
Okay. So we continue with the next one.
Is there more?
Yeah, I think one, two more.
Okay, yes, fine.
OK, 我们来看下一个问题。Hari Vamsa Das Pabu 问的问题，什么叫有觉知的根基？这根基能战胜连心意和自信都无法战胜的，怎么保持这根基？ So Hari Vamsa Das Pabu is asking, what is a conscious foundation? This conscious foundation can defeat the things that the mind and the intellect cannot defeat. And how should I maintain this foundation?
Well, we are our life, our nature is consciousness.
我们作为个体灵魂的本性的话呢，就是知觉。
And it's always available to us. We can perceive it in the present.
并且我们能够总是去接触到我们的这个知觉，我们能够在当下的这一刻就感知到我们作为知觉的存在。
And it doesn't come or go.
并且我们的知觉是不会来了又走。
Otherwise, we die.
如果我们的知觉是来了又走的话，那我们就会死掉了。
But we don't. We're always alive, even when we're sleeping.
但是我们却并没有，就是我们的知觉却并不是来了又走。然后包括我们在睡觉的时候，我们的知觉都是一直在的。
No, it's solid. It's real.
所以说这是很坚固的，这是真实存在的。
That sense in this moment that I am, that I exist, it doesn't come or go. It's always there.
所以说这种在当下的这一刻，就是我是我存在的这种感觉，它就总是会出现在那里，它是不会来了又走的。
So we should take shelter of that. That's the foundation. That's solid.
因此我们必须要脱避于这种感受，然后而这种知觉就是我们的根基，它是不会来了又走的。
So our sense of self that exists in the mind.
而我们对于自我的这种感觉的话呢，它是存在于我们的心意当中的。
Right, that has a name, that has a country.
我们的这个自我会有一个名字，会有一个身份。It has a name, has a what?
A country.
然后也有一个自己的国家。
It's all false.
但是这些都是虚假的。
It exists as a thought in the past or the future. It has no reality.
而这些东西的话呢，它都是作为一个念头存在于我们的心意当中的，要不然就是关于过去的一个念头，要不然就是关于未来的一个念头，它是没有一个根基的。
I'm not saying don't think.
我并不是说咱们就不要思考了。
I'm just saying don't believe in it.
我只是说咱们就我们不要去相信这些念头。
Don't take it very seriously.
不要太严肃的去对待，太把这个心意里面的念头太当一回事儿。
So live in the present.
所以说就活在当下此刻。
Or as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says.
然后就正如 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所说的。
Forget the past that sleeps.
忘记沉睡的过去。
And never future dream at all.
然后也永远不要去梦想未来。
But live in the present and you will make progress.
而是活在当下的这一刻，那么你就会由此进步了。
Yeah. So, the sense of I am, I exist, it's perceivable in the present, that's real. That doesn't come and go.
所以说这种我是的感觉。这种我存在的感觉是我们可以在当下的每一刻都能够确切的感知得到的，它是一种真实的一种状态，并不会来了又走。
And it comes from Krishna.
而且这种我是我存在的感觉的话呢，是来自于主 Krishna 的。
That you can take shelter of, that you can depend upon, that you can surrender to.
而这种感觉我存在我是的感觉，我来自于 Krishna 的这种感觉，就是你可以脱避的，然后也就是你可以完全依靠的，也是你完全可以去臣服的。
Thank you.
谢谢你的问题。OK. Okay, okay, next one. Kodani Taimadaji asking a question. 亲爱的 Guru Maharaja, 在医院里照顾老父亲20多天了。刚开始照顾他的时候，我很有耐心、爱心以及怜悯心。随后发现父亲展现许多令人厌恶的习性，渐渐的我就失去了耐心和怜悯心，并且心生厌恶感，发现自己还没有宽恕别人和宽恕自己。请问如何做到宽恕？如何调整心态呢？感谢您。So, Maharaj, Kodani Tai Maharaj is asking that, she has been taking care of her father over 20 days in the hospital.Now, and then, in the beginning when she started taking care of him, I feel like a lot of patience and loving attitude and compassion towards my father. But later on, my father has manifested so many, abominable, like habits. So gradually, I just lost my patience and, compassion. And then I had someaversion against him. So I found out that I still cannot forgive him or forgive myself. So I would like to hear you to teach me that how I can forgive and how I can change my heart about this part, about this. Thank you.
Well, first is to acknowledge that that's how you feel.
所以首先第一步的话呢，第一点的话呢，是承认到承认你现在你当时的那种感觉。
And to be honest and admit and accept that that's how you feel.
并且诚实的去承认接纳这个感觉。
That means to have compassion for the way you feel.
这就意味着对于你所产生的这些厌恶感的这些情绪的话呢，你能够对此生发出怜悯之心，同情心。
If you have the expectation that you should forgive your father,
如果你有这样一种期望，你期望自己能够原谅你的父亲，
then you're opposed to how you actually feel.
Oh, you are opposed to how you actually feel. 所以说如果你对你自己有这样一种期望的话呢，你期望你能够原谅你的父亲，那么实际上这跟你的这种就是sorry Guru, could you repeat that's opposed to what?
You're opposed to how you actually feel.
Oh.
Actually you feel angry or disgusted, right?
所以说这个所以你的这种期望的话呢跟你真正的这种感受是相对立的对吧你真正的感受是你感到愤怒感到厌恶感所以说你的这种期望跟你真实的感受是相对立相反的。
Then you feel angry at yourself for feeling angry.
所以说你会就是对你自己这种充满愤怒的这种心情又会充满愤怒。
So this all reinforces the illusion of yourself and that he's your father and you're the daughter and it just maintains the whole illusion.
所以说这反而的话呢就会更加的增强这种虚幻感增强这种心意当中的虚幻感就更加会让你觉得他是你的父亲你是他的女儿。
So, charity begins at home.
所以说我们的仁慈之举的话呢是始至于我们的家园。
In order to heal your false ego, first you have to accept it.
所以说要想去疗愈我们的假我的话呢那么首先我们要去接纳它。
If you fight against it, it's just more false ego.
如果你更加的选择去跟你的假我作战那这个假我就会变得更加的强大就更加的这个the false ego will become,
stronger.
Stronger. 所以你的假我就会变得更强大。
Right? The image you have yourself as his daughter,It's a phantom. It's an illusion.
所以说你心里当中的那个画面，你是他的女儿的这个画面的话呢，它实际上就是一个阴影，就是一个图像而已。
It actually doesn't exist.
它实际上是并不存在的。
But if you fight with it, you think it exists.
但是如果你要是跟这个画面作战的话，你要跟他两个对抗的话，那反而会让这个画面变得更加真实了。
So first.Acknowledge that you hate your father.
所以首先去承认那就是你讨厌你的父亲。
Give up the expectation of yourself not to hate him.
放弃这种期望，而这个期望就是你希望自己不要去恨他。
But when you feel the hate,
而当你能够感受到你内心当中的这种憎恨之情的时候，
you observe it and allow it to be there.
那么你观察它，你允许这股憎恨之情存在于那里。
You're accepting it, you're not fighting it.
你去接受它，而不是跟它两个作战。
It relaxes.
那么这股心情的话呢，这个虚假的画面它就会得以放松下来。
And then you feel a little compassion for yourself.
然后你就会对你自己产生出一种一丁点的这种同情怜悯之心。
Oh, there's the unhappy little girl.
这个时候我这个小姑娘然后又开始感到不开心了。
And then the illusion you have about yourself begins to disappear.
然后这个时候你对于自己所产生出来的这个幻觉的话呢，幻象就会开始消失了。
Then you can see, oh, my father has the same illusion.
然后你就会看到，哦，我的父亲，我的爸爸也有这样的幻觉。
So if you can feel some compassion for yourself, out of that, the compassion for your father will arise.
所以说，如果你能对自己生发出一些这种同情怜悯之心的话，那么基于此，你也能够对你的父亲生发出一些同情心了。
So you can't forgive your father until you can forgive yourself.
所以说，除非你能够首先原谅你自己，否则的话呢，你都是没有办法能够原谅你父亲的。
But you'll find that as soon as you see yourself, then there's no one to forgive.
As soon as you see yourself, huh?
Yeah.
但是的话，如果你开始去发现，就是一旦你能看到你真实的自我的话，你就发现其实你根本不需要原谅任何人。
Right, the whole illusion just dissolves.
整个这个幻觉就融化了。
And then there's just compassion.
然后剩下的也就只是同情怜悯了。
Yeah, so you cannot force forgiveness.
所以说你是没有办法能够强迫原谅、宽恕出现的。
When ignorance dissolves, it automatically arises.
当无知愚昧融化的时候，那么自然的这个同情怜悯也就出现了。
Okay, thank you for your question.
好的，感谢你的问题。Okay, there's another one.
Yes.
Okay, 我们现在再来看下一个问题。请问咕噜，如果一个人没有启迪，他做的 prasadam Krishna 会接受吗？因为他想传播 Krishna 知觉，想出去唱诵大量的派发 prasadam， 可是年长奉献者说只有二次启迪奉 Krishna 才接受食物，那他的 prasadam 没力量怎么传教呢？ So this devotee is asking that if a person has not been initiated and the prasadam that she cooks, will Krishna accept that? Because she wants to preach Krishna consciousness, she wants to go out and distribute a lot of prasadam. However, the senior devotees told her that only with the second initiation, and then Krishna will accept the food. And her prasadam has no power, and how can she actually preach?
Okay, so these devotees that are giving this non-initiated devotee this instruction, where in Guru Shastra or Sadhu is it said like that?
所以说这个年长奉献者所说的就是如果没有启迪，没有二次启迪，只有二次启迪的话呢 ，Krishna 才接受食物。那么这种说法是在Guru Sadhu Shastra 经典 Guru 和圣人那里哪一个地方曾经有这样的记录呢
？Where's the proof?
证据在哪里呢
？Now, I know what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
我知道，就是 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》当中说到。
He says, if one offers me some water, a leaf, or a flower in love, I will accept it.
所以 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》当中说到，如果一个人要是带着爱心，为我献上一点水、一片叶子或者是一朵花的话呢，只要他有爱，那么我就接受。
So that's one statement.
那么这是其中的一种说法，一种陈述。
Or proof.
或者是一种证据。
Now, one time Prabhupada was asked, what is the difference between an initiated devotee and a non-initiated devotee?
哦，然后有一次曾经就有奉献者问帕帕的一个问题，已经启迪的奉献者和还没有启迪的奉献者，这二者之间有什么区别呢？
And he said the initiated devotee is authorized.
authorized, okay, authorized. 而帕帕的就回答道，已经启迪的奉献者的话呢，是被授权，对，是被授权了的，
You know, so anyone can pray to the Lord. Anyone can offer, you know, make an offering to the Lord in love.
所以任何一个人都可以向主祈祷，任何一个人都可以以爱心供奉食物给主。
The Lord will bless that food and make it for sale.
而主就会祝福他所献上的食物，然后就会使之成为菩萨的。
But even an authorized devotee, a second initiated devotee, if he makes an offering to the Lord and he's not present and there's no love and it's just mechanical, is it prasadam?
但是假如一位已经授权被授权的奉献者，一位已经接受了二次启迪的奉献者，但他在供奉这个食物的时候，他却完全是知觉没有临在那一刻的，然后他完全不是出于爱去供奉，而只是根据这个仪式，根据这个很机械性的一个程序来去供奉的话，你能说他所供奉的这个食物会得到主的祝福，然后成为 prasadam 吗？
Oh, I think everyone should be encouraged to offer their food to the Lord in love, whether they're initiated or not.
因此我认为每一个人无论他是否启迪的话呢，都应该受到鼓励，然后能够带着爱心来为主供奉食物。
And really, all of these offerings are only going on because somehow we've contacted Prabhupada and his instructions. So to a certain degree, you know, everyone is following Prabhupada.
Sorry, Guru Maharaj, I didn't catch.
So we're only offering our food to Krishna out of mercy of Prabhupada, isn't it? By his instruction.
而我们之所以能够向 Krishna 供奉食物的话呢，这都是出于帕帕的仁慈，是根据帕帕的这个训示的话呢，我们才能够去做到这一点的。
Yeah, so even this devotee who's not initiated yet, she has some connection, you know, to Krishna, to Prabhupada, to the Parampara.
所以说即便这位奉献者的话呢，他还没有获得启迪，但是他跟 Krishna, 他跟 Prabhupada, 跟这个整个这个使徒传系的话呢，他还是有一点连接的。
But ultimately, prasadam is only prasadam if we're offering it with love.
但是最终的话呢， prasadam 之所以会是 prasadam, 就是在于我们是在供奉的时候是带着爱心的。
And in the beginning, our love is dependent also upon having bona fide knowledge of what is the Lord and what is the Jiva.
Our love depend on these things, huh?
Yes.
Okay, got it. 所以说，而在我们最开始修习的时候，我们的这个爱的话呢，我们对主的爱实际上也是取决于我们能否获得恰当的正确的知识，而这个正确的知识的话呢，就是关乎于主是什么，就是神是什么，而我们作为个体灵魂又是什么。
It's all the mercy of Prabhupada that we can chant Hare Krishna and offer our food to Krishna.
所以这实际上都是帕帕德的仁慈，都是帕帕的仁慈，我们才能够得以去念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗，才能够去向主供奉 prasadam。
Because he's opening our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge.
因为帕帕德就是在用知识的火炬照亮了我们的双眼。
We have some knowledge now of what it is to be a spirit soul. And who is the Supreme Controller?
Supreme Controller. 而我们现在就有了知识，我们就有了知识，知道谁是至尊的人格守神，然后那么作为个体灵魂的话呢，又该是怎样的一种状态？
Yeah, so because of that knowledge, we can actually have some devotion for the Lord.
而正是由于有知识的存在，我们才能够对主开始有一些爱和奉献的心情。
Okay.
I think there are two more questions coming.
Oh, more questions are just coming in, huh?
Yeah. And, oh, actually, one, two, three. Three.
I've run out of time.
Okay.
So we'll have to carry those over till next week.
由于我时间就是不够了，所以说的话呢，剩下的三个问题就下个星期的时候回答大家了。
Which next week will be coming next Saturday. I will be in Kamakura, which is near Tokyo.
然后下个星期的话呢，我会在靠近东京的一个地方。
I'll probably only have 1 hour.
有可能就只有一个小时跟大家分享了。
Okay, so thank you for your patience for, you know, waiting until next week. All of you who have sent in questions, I really appreciate your questions.
所有提问的奉献者们，我非常非常感恩你们，然后就感谢你们的耐心等待啊，下个星期我再回答大家的问题了。
And thank you, Samuki.Radha Devi Dasi for filling in for Sati Mataji who's in India.
然后感谢 Sumuki Radha Mataji 然后来帮助这个进行这个事情，然后因为代替Sati Mata 然后他正在印度呢。
Thank you, Narayani.
That's my honor.
And I thank all the devotees.
感谢所有聆听的奉献者们。
All glory to Prabhupada and Srimad Bhagavatam.
一切荣耀归于帕帕和圣典佛加瓦坛。
See you next week.
大家下周见。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. OK. 万坤大知音，佛缘于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna. 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。